Suck it up, motherfucker, because it's still your motherfucking set. It's still your motherfucking set. What is it still your motherfucking set? It's still your motherfucking set comes from, this is where it stems from. This is where it stems from. It stems from my mother, who was a, you know, a Christian woman, and she wouldn't approve of me saying it like this. But I watched that woman from a small child. I was a small kid, and I watched her. She was sick most of my life, most of my adult. I remember her very, you know, shortly when I was very young, maybe 3-4 years old, not being, you know, a sickly woman. She was in good health. She was a strong. She was a strong woman. And but that shortly turned, and shortly she, you know, she began to have symptoms of congestive heart failure. She had sarcoidosis of the lungs, and she had severe breathing problems. She was in and out of the emergency room over and over again. Just I've seen her go from an Amazon type woman. I mean, she used to have my brother on one arm and me on the other arm. She'd lift us up, and then she'd have the neighborhood boys hanging from her. Everybody be hanging from my mom's, not my dad, my mom's arm. And she'd be lifting us up like this. She was strong. She was strong. And she was powerful. She was a good, she could whoop some butt. I seen her whoop another lady's ass real good. Where the esteem of sex comes in, if that part comes in, is never once did she say, oh man, did she blame anybody for her condition. When you asked her how she was doing, her standard answer was always, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. She had plenty room, you know, plenty room to say, hey, you know, why me? Why this? I'm a young woman. Why did this happen to me? To feel sorry for herself, to pity herself, to whine and cry. Yeah, I see you guys, you know, I broke my fucking fingernail. You know, I can't make it to the gym today. That kind of shit bugs the fuck out of me. That kind of shit bothers the fuck out of me. I mean, I seen this woman, you know, damn near dead. And she actually died. She actually died at the stove cooking my father's breakfast. This woman died trying to do her duty. And you tell me, oh, I got a fucking run in my stockings. And I have a slight fever. Cynthia, I don't think I can. Fuck you. Fuck you and your fever. Take your punk ass to the gym and do what the fuck you're supposed to do. I don't give a shit what happens. It's still your motherfucking set. I don't give a fuck if you don't. It, motherfucker, you what? You stubbed your toe, and I don't give a fuck. It's still your motherfucking set. You have a slight fee? I don't give a fuck. It's still your motherfucking set. Your rent due? It's still gonna be due whether you go to the fucking gym or not. It's still your motherfucking set. I don't give a fuck what happens. It is still your motherfucking set. In life, not just in the gym, it's still your motherfucking set. When things come at you, it's hard, it's there to knock you down. You're going through sickness, you're going through whatever the fuck you're going through. Suck it up, motherfucker, because it's still your motherfucking self. Keep your complaints to your motherfucking self. I don't want to hear them. I don't give any, and I don't want yours. Keep them motherfuckers to yourself, no matter what. No matter fucking what comes, what goes, it is still your motherfucking set.